is Vicky. I am the founder and creator of The Groove Project Australia, helping you find your groove, get your groove back, and living a delicious, creative, amazing life. So today's episode is, where were you a year ago? I have a passion planner, and a passion planner is a diary that helps you work out what your dreams are, what your goals are, and help you plan them out. And I've been using one for almost four years now, and I was someone, before I started using it, I was somebody who found it very hard to take all those dreams and visions that I had and put them into reality. I remember being in cars going on road trips down to the south coast to my grandparents' holiday house when I was a kid. And back then, there was no such thing as CD players or iPods or mobile phones or in-car videos or iPads. It was just me, my brother, and my dad and his very poor and questionable taste in country music. I learned how to look out the window and daydream. And in those daydreams, I created an incredible creative, imaginative technicolor life. And in those dreams, you know, I was always happy. In those dreams, I was always creating something that made me feel good. And that is the beauty about daydreaming. The thing is that I was never taught, and don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming anyone for this, and I'm not somebody who's going to advocate the schools need to teach all this stuff, because I don't think they do. What I could never do was put those dreams into reality. I really didn't know how. It seemed very foreign to me, and when I looked at people who were able to do it, I was in awe of them. I have some friends, particularly colleagues that I work with, that are very good with the details. They're very good with the planning, and then they're very good at carrying out those plans, or at least getting them done by other people. Me, I love ideas. I love the creativity of a brainstorming session without boundaries, where you can work with other people or even just by yourself and look at all the possibilities. I love gathering information from different places and putting it together like a giant jigsaw puzzle. So I guess it's no surprise to you then that I was a massive Lost fan. I loved that show. I loved all the layers to it, both online and offline. I just loved that puzzle of that show. And I'm not going to debate with you about whether the ending was worthy or not. That's not up for discussion today. But as I said, I always had trouble putting my dreams into reality. So when I stumbled across this passion planner, and it was, you know, on Instagram from the States, a very small startup company, I thought, well, this is something that's going to help me. And I've given some planners to other people. A couple of people it's worked really well for. A couple of people it just hasn't been their thing. But that's all good. We've got to find our thing to help us put those dreams into reality. So my passion planner, I was looking at the one from this time last year. And in it, there is this monthly spread, blank spread, that is just a calendar part of it. And you can, you can put anything you want into it. And from pretty much the beginning, I've put in there, instead of planning my month out, I've put in the daily thing that I'm grateful for. And so last year's one, I was grateful to be able to get onto a plane and fly to Cairns, and that it was a drama-free flight, and the pleasure it was to meet the people whose house we were house-sitting or pet-sitting at. And this was, you know, you would think this was an after-surgery event. This was something that I'd lost a whole heap of weight for and I fit more comfortably. But, you know, in reality, it wasn't actually. It was a couple of months before surgery, and I'd only just made my first appointment that I would keep with a bariatric surgeon only a few days earlier. So that's what I was grateful for a year ago. And I was reflecting on the last year and how much for me things had changed. My life is very, very different. And it started from having bariatric surgery. And yes, it started from losing a considerable amount of weight. There is a lot of changes that come with that, and that's something, you know, again, that's a topic for another episode. Today, it's very different in my life because through having that surgery, you know, almost a year ago, I have been able to stop this decade, actually, we're not even talking decade here. We're talking almost 30-year battle of either being on a diet, being off a diet, thinking that I'm going to start on Monday, or in recent years on Wednesday because, you know, weigh-in Wednesday, or beating myself up because I couldn't stick to it. And 4 years ago, I came across a program called Transform Your Relationship with Food. And that changed everything for me, but it wasn't instantaneous. And again, this is what I want to talk about with dreams. Dreams are just dreams. They're something that creates, you know, your imagination. It's something that keeps you from being bored. It's something that gives you a feel-good moment when you're not feeling so great sometimes. But it's when you put those dreams and you're able to do it into reality in a sustained, consistent way, that's when the magic actually happens. So for me and my passion planner, I wrote down my plans for what I wanted to achieve. And I had to make a decision at one stage whether me moving out of my unit that I'd been in for almost 12 years or having the bariatric surgery, which one was going to make a bigger impact on my life, which one was going to help me create those dreams. And the really interesting part is, as I look at my plan and I looked at what I wanted to achieve in 3 months, in 6 months, in 1 year, and my lifetime, moving out was the biggest thing that I wanted to do because I felt very trapped where I was living. And that was being trapped not from any outside or external forces, but within myself. I trapped myself in that bubble. And I honestly thought that if I moved, that would be the best thing and that would be the thing that would get me going. But what I forgot to take into account was the main thing in my life that was kind of like the root system that was holding me down. And, you know, it was like I had roots that were wrapped around a tree or roots that were wrapped around a pipe or under a house or something where it was actually cutting off my growth. I thought that it was because I was living where I was living and I'd got myself into the situation that I had, but it wasn't. The thing that was holding me back was this mindset that I had to change my body in order to change my life. And we don't like to talk about the fact that weight loss does that for people. It kind of feels like we're slipping back into diet culture. But really, what happened for me once I made that decision, and it was kind of a spontaneous I've had enough decision to call that bariatric surgeon and to make that choice that where I was going to invest my money was again on my body, again on something that, you know, could work or could possibly not work. Investing my money in changing what my outside looked like. But really what I was doing was I was investing my money in unleashing myself from the shackles of dieting for good. I know, a little disclaimer, I know that there are risks with and regain statistics with bariatric surgery, I'm fully aware of those. I am not naive enough to think that it will never happen to me. I am not naive to think that I have completely unwrapped myself from all of those habits and those emotional attachments to food and all the rest of it. I'm not naive enough to say that I'm completely free. I don't think I ever will be. Because when I think about it, I had a 30-year eating disorder that wasn't bulimic, that wasn't anorexic, but it was still an eating disorder. So again, for me, having that surgery has created an opportunity for my life to open up. And it's true, you do gain confidence after you've lost weight. It depends on what your focus is in the beginning of where that confidence comes from. So I know some people, for where they're at, and there is no judgment on this, it's just where they're at, they lose weight to look a certain way, to fit into a certain aesthetic, you know, whether that to be into very tiny clothes or whether that to be building muscle and, you know, then being able to enter body contouring or body composition comps and things like that. There are those type of people. And then there are people like me who did this to break free, who did this so that I wasn't presenting a body that was insincere. Because what I was doing with my eating disorder and, you know, diet culture and being on a diet is the symptom of all this. The root cause was that I'd never felt worthy. I never felt that I deserved good things. I always felt that perhaps they came a little bit too easy for me, and the things that, you know, I wanted, I never got because I didn't know how to get them. And again, I'm circling back to how do you make your dreams a reality? And honestly, I have no answers for you today. Today, I'm just reminding you that dreams are good. Dreams are amazing. There are tools out there, though, that you have to discover, and you can discover through various ways of how then to put those dreams into a plan and a reality. And if I was coaching you as my client, as you know, mind body eating client, one of the first things I would tell you is that time, and giving yourself time, and more time than you ever think you would need, that is the key to actually having these goals and dreams turn into that reality for you. Then there are tools that you can use. And, you know, as I said, for me, it was using a passion planner, in part, but most actually. But for other people, it's different. And there are so many different things out there to help you find and create and make your goals real. So again, if you were my client, I'd be talking to you about time. I would be talking to you about how your brain thinks and whether you're a details person or whether you're a big picture person, or, you know, whether you're a people person, whether you're all or some or none of these things, whether you're a numbers person, whether you're a data person. If you can tap into that side of you and then work out where your weaknesses are from that, that can actually help you turn those dreams into reality. So today I'm going to leave you with that. I'm just going to leave you with the idea that if you've got dreams today, work out for you how you can turn them into something real. And I'm not just talking every dream, I'm talking one. Just one little goal, one little dream. What's one thing you can do today just to make that into a reality for you? Let me know what you think. I can be emailed at thegroupprojectaustralia@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram or Facebook, Group Project Australia. I would love to talk to you. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, either face-to-face or online, drop me a message. I will let you know what the basic plan is and what the basic cost is. And at the moment, it's my fees are not as much as they will be in the future. I am starting out with one-on-one coaching. So I hope someone out there is listening and want to join me. And I'll explain to you more about what a coach does and what I can do to help you make those dreams, whether they're weight loss dreams or whether they're something else, and turn them into reality for you. So thank you for listening, and I'm sure I will catch up with you again soon.